Today we're going to learn Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So the previous Mishnah discussed who's able to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So now this Mishnah is going to discuss how one is Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Ketzad Mevatel, how is one Mevatel Avodah Zarah? So let's say the Avodah Zarah is shaped like a human form. So Kata Rosh Azna Rosh Chotma Rosh Etzba'a If you cut off the tip of the ear or the nose or the finger, or you crush the form of its face, even though you didn't cut anything off of it, it's going to become batel. Rak bifaneha, but if all you did was you spit in its face, hishtin bifaneha, you urinated in front of it, gerura, you dragged it, zorak ba'asatsoa, you threw excrement at it, harezu in a betela. That is not enough to be mevatel the status of avodah zarah. Of Mishkana, if you sold it or you gave it as a mashkon, you gave it as a collateral for a loan, Rebbe Omer Bitel, the Chamram Lo Bitel. Rebbe says that is enough to be Mevatel the Shem of Avodah Zarah. The Cham say it is not. So says Marki Lo Chisra Bimai Bitla. Wait a second, we said that if you smush the form of the face in, it becomes Batel, even if though it's not yet, it's not Chasa, you didn't take anything off of it. Well, why is that considered a Maisa that's Mevatel it? Amar Abzera because you're mekalkel the tzura of its face, you destroy the tzura of the face, and that is enough of a destructive act toward the avodah zarah to be mevatelit. Rakak b'faneha hishtin b'faneha. So the Mishnah had said that if you spit at it or you urinate on it, it's not going to be batel. And the reason is because, that looks like you're getting into a fight with it. You're angry at it. You're doing something disrespectful, but you're not permanently ruining it. So minan yimili, how do I know that the guy's going to come back and he's going to worship it eventually? Amar chizkiya da amar krak, as the pasuk says about of the avodah zarah from the 10 tribes who rovid avodah zarah. That at a time of famine, they get angry at the Avodah Zarah, they curse the Avodah Zarah, and they turn to Shemayim to ask Hashem, Uksiv Basrei, and yet, after that, the Pasuk says, Ve'el Eretz Yabit V'ineit Sarah V'chashecha, Da'af Al-Gav Dekila Malko Ve'lohav V'fana L'mala, that even though people have temporarily turned away from the Avodah Zarah, and they turn instead to Hashem, El Eretz Yabit, still, once they calm down, they go back, right back to their Avodah Zarah. And then we had a category in the Mishnah of Mechara, you sell it, or Mishkana, or you make it a collateral, Rebbe Yom Rebitel. So that was a Machlokas, Rebbe and the Chum. Rebbe said that's enough to be Mevat the Avodah Zarah. The Chum said, no, it's not. Zeiri Amar. Zeiri explains the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yom Baraba Amar Rav, and Rabbi Yom Baraba says the name of Rav. Chad Amar Machlokas Bitzorif Ovid Kuchavim. The Machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim is only if you sold the Avodah Zarah to a Tzoref who is a Goy, that according to Rabbi, if you sell the seller thinks that the guy who buys it is going to break it and crush it for the sake of his Malacha. A Tzoref is like someone who fashions metal, so he's going to be Mevatelit, whereas according to the Chachamim, the seller does not have any intention to be Mevatelit. He assumes that the guy who's buying it is going to worship it, so there's no intention to be mevatelit. Aval b'tzarif Yisrael, but if you're selling it to a tzarif Yisrael, divrei hakol bitel, then everyone would agree that the guy who's selling it is intending to be mevatelit because he knows that the Jew is not going to worship it. V'chad amar b'tzarif Yisrael machlokas. And the other opinion holds that the whole machlokas is only if you're selling it to a Jew, that Rebbe holds you're mevatelit and the Chum hold that you're not being mevatelit. So yibay lehu, b'tzarif Yisrael machlokas aval tzarif avichavim divrei hakol lo bitel. Does he mean to say that the machlokas is only when he had sold it to a tzarif Yisrael, but if you were selling it to a tzarif avichavim, it would not be batel? Or maybe this shita holds that the machlokas would apply whether you're selling it to a tzarif Yisrael or you're selling it to a tzarif avichavim. So Gemara tries to be poshet the safek. Tashma will bring a raya. The Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says that ein nirin dvarai, that it's I heard from my rebbeim that mechira will always be mevatel the avodah zarah, and my chaverim heard that it's not mevatel, but not ein nirin dvarai, but nirin dvarai kishamachra lechabla. That I think I am correct that the mechira will be mevatel the status of avodah zarah when you sell it in order to break it. V'divrei chaveirai, and I think my chaveirim are correct, shemechare la'ovda, if you sold it in order for it to be worshipped. So you see that the Rebbe distinguishes between these two cases. So my lechabla, what does it mean that you sold it lechabla? Umay leovda, and what does it mean you sold it for it to be worshipped? Ilem lechabla lechabla mamish, if it literally means that you made as a condition to the sale that the guy's got to break it, and leovda leovda mamish, that part of the condition of the sale is that the guy's got to worship it, so then my time of demand yamar bital. Why would Rebbe say that it's batal? You beferish sold it al manas that it get worshipped, and clearly your intention is not to be mevatelit, or my time in demand lo bitel. And when you sold it to be mechabelit, why would you say it's not patel? Obviously, your intention is to destroy it and to be mevatelit. Elolav lechabla lemi sha'asa lechabla umar mitzarif Yisrael laovda lemi sha'asa laovda umar mitzarif avrichavim. Clearly, when Rebbe makes this distinction between lechabla and the ovda, he's not talking about any explicit conditions that you attach to the sale. He's talking about the likelihood of the buyer to do these things. Lechabla means a guy who you can assume is going to be mechabel, who you can assume is going to destroy the avodah zarah, meaning a Jew who has no interest, typically, in Avodah Zarah. La'ovda means a person who you can assume will likely want to worship it, meaning a guy. Shema minah ben b'zeh ben b'zeh machlokas. So you see that the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chavim applies both when you sell it to a Jew and when you sell it to a guy, because Rebbe says that I think I'm correct in one case and they're correct in the other case, but that implies that they argue in all cases. Says Gemara, lo, that's not a raya at all, that Rebbe means to distinguish between those two cases. Hachikam, maybe this is what the Brice is saying. Amar Rebbe, nirin dvarai l'chaveirai, the Chacham would be moda to me, not that I think I'm correct and I'm still arguing with the Chacham. The Chacham would be moda to me if you sell it, having in mind to that it should be destroyed. Umanu tzarif Yisrael. Shav chaveirai lo nachkolai ela kishamachra lo ovda avil chabla modali, because our whole machlokas was only when you sell it in order for it to be worshipped. But if you're selling it in order for it to be destroyed, my chaveirim are going to be moda to me. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on the opinion that holds that Rabbi Yenachem disagree only by Yitzorif Nachri, but by Yitzorif Yisrael, everyone holds that it's not batel. So Meisvei Halokech Grutaos, if a person buys broken pieces of silver, Minna of the Chavim, Umatze Behen Avodas Chavim, and you find Avodas are amongst them, Im Achel Anasen Maos Mashach, if before you gave the money, you already did a kinyin yachsu, you could return the Avodah Zarah to the Goyish Bailim and let him be mevatelit and then repurchase it, because it was a kinyin betaus that you made. You had no idea that there was Avodah Zarah in there. Im Mishanasan Maos Mashach, but if you gave the money and then you did a kinyin, Yolich Liyamamelech, you have to throw the Avodah Zarah into the Yamamelech, because it's Asur Bahana, there's no bittul of such an Avodah Zarah. Even though the Mashicha was betaus, you can't just give it back to him and take your money back, because then it looks like you're selling him the Avodah Zarah. So you see clearly in the Braisa that even though a guy sold it to Yisrael, he's not being mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So Iyam Rabbi Shlomo b'tzarif Yisrael machlokas, if you're going to say that the machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim is when a guy sells it to a Jew, Hamani Rabbanan, this Braisa assumes like the Chachamim that it is not batel when you sell it to a Jew. Eliyam b'tzarif Chachamim machlokas al b'tzarif Yisrael divrei kol bitel. But if you hold that when a guy sells it to a Jew, everyone agrees it loses the status of Avodah Zarah, well then Hamani, who's the author of this Braisa, which clearly assumes that even when it's sold to a Jew, it's still an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara answers it could be that a guy sold the Avodah Zarah to a Jew, and everyone would agree that it's going to be batel. Shiny Hassam, da'adaita d'grutau zabin, adaita d'avod z'chavim lo zabin. In the case of the Brites, it's different, because the guy sold grutaos, he sold pieces of silver with the dust to sell that, but he never had intention to sell the Avodah Zarah. He didn't realize that there was an Avodah Zarah stuck in between them. Yeah, so in that case, he's clearly not being mevatel his Avodah Zarah. So we should do a couple of main points over here. First main point is that a bittul of an Avodah Zarah has to be to chop off a piece of it or crush its face. Doing angry things toward it is not mevatel it. And we have machlokas, Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether selling it or collateralizing it is mevatel it. And then main point number two, machlokes, whether the machlokes, Revi and the Chachamim, applies when you sell it to when the guy sells it to a Jew, or when the guy sells it to a guy, or both. Okay, so now, the Gemara, we can go a little bit further. The Gemara brings a brisa that discusses different situations where a guy did something to his Avodah Zarah, and we have to try to figure out, does the action of the guy constitute a bittul of the Avodah Zarah? Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Lava Aleha, if a person, a guy, borrows money on the Avodah Zarah, he uses the Avodah Zarah, collateralizes the Avodah Zarah. O Shenafla Aleha Mapoles, or let's say a building caves in on the Avodah Zarah. Oshaganavu halistin, or robbers steal the Avodah Zarah and he doesn't go after it to look for it. Oshinichua ba'ilim v'holchul medina siyam, or they just leave the Avodah Zarah, you know, an Ovid Avodah Zarah couple moves out of town and they leave the Avodah Zarah. Im asidin lachsar b'melchemes Yoshua eina b'teila, if the ba'ilim are going to come back just like they ultimately were going to come back by melchemes Yoshua, then it's not batal, because they never really decided to move away from this Avodah Zarah. Utsricha, the Tana has to tell us all of these different cases. Di'i Tana lava aleha, if it only would have told me the case that it's using it as a collateral, midalo zabina lo bitla, I would say, yeah, because he hasn't sold it, that's why it's not batal. Aval nafla leha mapolos, midalo kamafani la, ema bituli bitla, but if a building caves in on it, and he's not doing a search and rescue mission, maybe that's an indication that he's mevatalit. Tzricha, so that's why the Tana has to tell us that case as well. V'tana nafla leha mapolos, if it only would have told me about the case of a building caving in on him, Ishim de Savar Hamunachas Kal Emas to be in a Lasha Kilnula. It might be because it's not Batel, because the Ovid Kochavim might be thinking, look, I know where it is, it's under that pile somewhere, so whenever I have an opportunity to go look for it, I'll get it, it will be available to me. Aval Ganvu Alista Midlokam Ahadra Basre Bituli Bitla, but when it's stolen by bandits and he doesn't do anything to try to retrieve it, maybe that's an act of Bitl. Tzricha, that's why it has to be told that it's not. Tana Gnavu listen, if you would have told me the case where bandits steal it, Mishum Desavari Yovid Chavim Shakala Miflach Palachla Yisrael Shakla, I did the Dame Yikarin Mizabel Lovid Chavim Palachla, because maybe the guy's thinking, you know what, it will still be used as an Avodah Zarah wherever it is, depends who stole it from me. If an Ovid Chavim stole it from me, they'll worship it themselves, and if Yisrael stole it from me, they won't worship it themselves, but they'll sell it to an Ovid Chavim and they'll worship it. Avalin Yichua Bailim V'holchul Medina Siyam Midol Shakla Batayu Bitula Bitla. But when the Bailim just leave it and go to Medina Siyam, I would think that's an actual case of Bitl Tzricha. That's why I need to be told all cases. So the main point over here is that it is not considered a Bitl of Avodah Zarah if he uses it as a collateral, or he doesn't try to retrieve it from the rubble, or he doesn't try to retrieve it from a bandit, or he moves out of town and leaves the Avodah Zarah behind. Okay, we'll stop over there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up here on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis.